to WA Backstage. This is Luna. So instead of studying for genetics and cellular biology, I decided to answer Bunny's being nosy questionnaire. Because, you know, I love avoiding work. Hopefully this won't bore you, and hopefully my music isn't too loud. I currently have some Studio Ghibli lo-fi music playing in the background, and I think this is my first time kind of like introducing myself to GWA Backstage. Hopefully you're interested in my responses. So without further ado, let me begin the questionnaire. So first question, what is your favorite holiday and why? My favorite holiday has to be Christmas. Typical, I know, but it's more so for the fact that I get more time off during the Christmas season, and since I live further away from my family and friends now, I don't get to see or talk to them often due to being so caught up and busy with life. So when I do get back during the Christmas and like holiday season, I really, really enjoy being able to hang out and catch up with everything that's going on in their lives. So yeah. If you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? So many options. Okay. I would really love Harry Potter because I grew up on the books, and I really, really enjoy the books. And I would love, love, love to be a witch attending Hogwarts and learning all these spells and magic. But I also really like the Marvel Universe. And if it means having Chris Evans as Captain America and being able to exist with Chris Evans as Captain America, I would love, love, oh, I would love that. And if it means that I could potentially be a superhero, I wouldn't mind that. Or even a villain, I don't care. I really enjoy the Marvel Universe. I prefer Marvel over DC, but I actually haven't really given DC a proper chance, so I can't really say much about that. I guess I have to say Marvel for this question, because I'm just I'm the biggest Marvel fan ever. Excuse me. Question 3. What's your favorite audio tag to perform or write? I guess I have to say comfort audios. I know that sounds very probably boring or vanilla, but one of the reasons why I decided to create audios after listening to various creators. excuse me, I need some water. sorry, fucking Christ. one of the reasons why I decided to create audios for the fact that just to give back to the community, and the comfort audios are very nice, or just, well, I mean, most of the audios I listen to are very, very nice, and it relieves me and gives me pleasure in both ways. and I want to give back to the community, but okay, I'm getting rambly and off topic, but the reason why I like making comfort audios is that whenever I talk to my friends and they usually come to me for their problems, which is, I find a little ridiculous because I don't have my life together. Why are you coming to me? but anyways, I would say that I try my best to give them the best advice while still not being mean or cruel, but being very genuine and authentic and truthful with my responses to whatever situation they're in. And I feel like it's It's never really said enough in person. When it comes to comfort, a lot of times I feel like we tend to bottle things up, and we never tell others how we're feeling and such. And going off also not only my own experiences and my friends, I find comfort audios, well, comforting. And hopefully when I create these audios, I have the same effect on them as if I were there with them to let them know that, you know, things will be okay. It's fine for you to feel this way and such. Just making it a little less lonely for people, because it is definitely very hard for us to admit our feelings or insecurities. But yeah, I like to do comfort audios because I hope I don't sound narcissistic, but I would say I'm a good listener, and I give decent advice despite being the mess I am. So yeah, hopefully with my comfort audios, or at least the ones I released so far, are doing what I hope they're doing. Okay, so next question. When it's really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Okay, it's not really a meal, but I really like just drinking some nice, warm, hot tea or coffee. And having pastry with me, usually a croissant, and just kind of enjoying the lovely weather, because I really enjoy the cold. Can you do a handstand? No, I cannot. Do you type using the home keys? Kind of. I want to say I do, but it's not the proper way of typing. But you know, I type. What's a skill you really want to learn? Ooh, I kind of want to learn how to code. A lot of my friends are in the comp sci field, and seeing the kind of work that they do is actually really interesting. And I feel like coding is very useful nowadays, especially that it's how would you say it? There are a lot more careers in that field. So, and not only that, it seems fun. I would love to be able to create my own like website or game one day if I could code. What's your favorite type of weather? Sweater weather. I love it when it's not too cold and not too hot, so that I could wear shorts, or not even sometimes I don't wear pants if I'm at home by myself. But I really like wearing like oversized sweater. I can't speak English is so hard. I really enjoy wearing sweaters and hoodies when it's cold out, but I also kind of like being cold. So when I wear like a big hoodie and shorts, it's just like, ugh, it's just perfect for me. Very comfortable, very cozy. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? I always played Pokemon on the DS. My brother, I would always, anytime the game, like a new game was released, I would always just go out with the money I saved up and get that new game and just constantly play that game all the time, not caring about whatever is going on. It's just really fun. I love Pokemon. Waffles or pancakes? Waffles. Summer or winter? Oh, this is hard. I like summer for the fact that I could wear dresses, skirts, and really I could wear like whatever I want to. But I also really like winter because I like being cold. This might sound crazy to some people, but I really like just opening up my window so that my room is kind of like freezing cold. And I'll be in my like t-shirt and shorts. And what I would do is I would just go under the covers and just wrap myself around in a blanket. Yeah, I don't know. It's the feeling of just trying to get warm and cozy, and I just really like snuggling up. So I guess I have to say winter for this. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? Ooh, okay. I know quite a few languages already. I wouldn't say I'm fluent in them, because most of the time when I do speak it, I butcher it. But I read, oh, there's so many languages I would want to learn. I would really, really love to learn Italian or Spanish or Korean. I mean, I kind of know a bit of Korean, but it's not good. But I would say Italian. Why? I've always wanted to go to Italy. And also for the fact that when I was studying music, a lot of musical kind of like terms are from the Italian language. So it's, you know, I was always interested in learning some Italian. I really love Italy. I really wish I could go there one day. Are you a morning shower or night shower person? I'm usually a night shower person, but if I... Oh no, laptop, please don't go to sleep. Please. Please. Sorry. I am usually a night shower person, but if I feel really gross in the morning, I'll take a morning shower. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? Yes. I like to experiment a lot in bed, because there's just so many ways that you could pleasure yourself but also your partner. There's nothing wrong with more vanilla sex, but it would be really fun to just explore those different kind of aspects of yourself to really know whether or not you like a certain kink or not. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. Oh god, oh no. You are you are good at playing your instruments. Next. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? Ooh. I really, really love to go for a drive and just have some, depending on my mood, I would have music playing as I go for a drive, because I just like to clear my mind that way whenever I drive. Just go, not really autopilot mode, but kind of like that. You know, my mind's blank and all I'm focusing on is the music and driving. Driving really soothes me and it really helps me kind of de-stress. What are your top three favorite movies? Oh no. Top three? Oh god. There's so many movies. I watch so many movies and there's so many that are so good. Okay, damn it. Okay. I definitely have to put Spirited Away as one of them. I really love all Studio Ghibli movies. Now that they're on Netflix, I really want to rewatch them, because a lot of them I watched when I was younger and I don't remember half of them. But Spirited Away was the first Studio Ghibli movie I ever watched, and it's just so amazing. I love their movies. I love the music that's in it. It's just, you know, it's just amazing. Another movie, oh my god. I have to say Train to Busan. It's a Korean zombie movie, but it's I'm not sure if anyone else has watched it, but it's definitely very well done. It's like it had my like it had all my emotions just haywired. I was mad, I was crying, I was frustrated. It was just everything, and the movie was very well done. I know the sequel's out. I have not watched that yet. Another movie. Oh my gosh, how do I choose? I want to say Avengers Endgame. Now, I've only watched it once, which was in the movies when it first released, only because I cried my heart out for hours, even after the movie ended, because it really impacted me, and I can't bring myself to rewatch it because I don't know if I want to go through that emotional roller coaster again. But it was really amazing. I mean, there's some parts to it that I don't like, but overall, it's like it really holds a special place in my heart. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? So far, not really. If I really, really want to get into the mood, I usually try to wear clothing that would make me feel good about myself. I mean, you know, both comfy and sexy. But otherwise, I don't do much. Okay. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, which one would you pick? Oh, this is a good one. I don't know. For some reason, a phoenix, you know, comes up in mind, and I don't know why. But I guess I would say phoenix. What is your go-to movie watching snack or candy? I don't usually eat when I watch movies. But when I do, okay, this might be controversial because I know not a lot of people like it, but I really like chocolate-covered raisins. So I guess I would have to say that. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? I am very introverted. I am actually very quiet and shy. So I feel like if anyone were to look at me in person, they wouldn't know that I record and do these audios. So, yeah. Was your first kiss actually a good one? I mean, I was attracted to the guy, but when I would say it was okay. That's all I gotta say. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? I don't think I do. I guess lip balm and all that would be. Oh, I always try to bring some medicine with me just in case whenever I go out, not only for me, but also for in case for my friends and stuff. So I always have a small like medicine pouch for whatever reason they might need it, and also a first aid kit because my friends are very stupid. And I also am very stupid. So just in case something happens, you know? What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Ooh. Okay. When guys wear dress shirts and they roll up the sleeves. Sometimes they don't even do it deliberately. It's just when guys wear long sleeves and they're about to do something and they roll up the sleeves, I just show me that forearm. Next. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. Ooh. It's a lot of songs. There's so many. Oh my gosh. I listen to so many different genres of music. I don't know. What song? If I had to pick one song, I would have to say Lights Down Low by Max, which is a very good song. There are many other songs, but I won't bore you with that. So that's the end of the questionnaire. Hopefully, it was interesting and I didn't bore you and that you got to know me a little bit better if I end up posting this. Yeah, thank you, Bunny, for the very interesting questions. You had me thinking a lot when you said just say something nice about yourself, and I realized I probably should be kinder to myself. Anyways, thank you for listening if you made it to the end of this audio, which is wow. I don't know anyone who would care or be interested in learning about me, but thank you. I hope you have a nice day, and now I'm going to try and force myself to study. Bye.